Good morning and a very warm welcome to you as we gather together for our worship. Today is the second Sunday in Advent as we continue our journey towards Christmas. And so we begin our time as we pray together. Let's turn to our Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this moment of worshiping together, although we might find ourselves in very different places. As we gather together, Lord, we continue our preparation towards Christmas, reminding ourselves that in Advent, we prepare ourselves for the coming of the King. And so, Lord, we would pray that in our worship, we would hear what you have to say to us. We pray, Lord, that as we offer you ourselves, you would receive our worship. Be blessed and honored by our presence. And as we give attention to you and to your word, we pray, Lord, that through your Spirit, you would challenge us and speak to us. We are listening, Lord. As you have sent many messengers before, may we hear your words to us today in our worship. And so, Lord, we acknowledge you for the God that you are, thanking you for your presence with us. Praying, Lord, that as we share together, we would bring to you again our confessions as we say we are sorry for all our sins. Those things that get in the way of our faith, of life, those things that get in the way of our relationships with you and with others. Forgive us, Lord, for our pride, our greed, our prejudice, our unjustified anger. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when we've been party to untruth or half-truth. Forgive us, Lord, for when we've taken things for granted, the people around us, your blessings. Forgive us, Lord, when we have been deaf to your word and to your call. Forgive us, Lord, for all our sins, we pray. Set us free from that guilt, for we are deeply sorry. And so we would pray, Lord, that in the forgiveness, we would know your grace, your love, your presence, that you, Lord, would flow through our lives with mercy and set us free from the guilt we feel. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness, for your faithfulness. May it inspire us to be faithful to you in our response of you. So thank you, Lord, for all your blessings and for this moment of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so I invite you to join together as we sing our first song together, Master Speak, Thy Servant Heareth.
Now we rise.
We have two passages of scripture that we're going to be reading this morning, and so invite you to hear these words. Firstly, from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. Words of hope. Comfort my people, says our God, comfort them. Encourage the people of Jerusalem, tell them they have suffered long enough and their sins are now forgiven. I have punished them in full for all their sins. A voice cries out, prepare in the wilderness a road for the Lord, clear the way in the desert for our God. Fill every valley, level every mountain. The hills will become a plain, and the rough country will be made smooth. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it. The Lord himself has promised this. A voice cries out, proclaim a message. What message shall I proclaim, I ask? Proclaim that all human beings are like grass. They last no longer than wild flowers. Grass withers and flowers fade when the Lord sends the wind blowing over them. People are no more enduring than grass. Yes, grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. Jerusalem, go up on a high mountain and proclaim the good news. Call out with a loud voice, Zion. Announce the good news. Speak out and do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah that their God is coming. The sovereign Lord is coming to rule with power, bringing with him the people he has rescued. He will take care of his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs together and carry them in his arms. He will gently lead their mothers. And then our second passage of scripture comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The preaching of John the Baptist. This is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It began as the prophet Isaiah had written. God said, I will send my messenger ahead of you to open the way for you. Someone is shouting in the desert, get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel. So John appeared in the desert, baptizing and preaching. Turn away from your sins and be baptized, he told the people. And God will forgive your sins. Many people from the province of Judah and the city of Jerusalem went out to hear John. They confessed their sins and he baptized them in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made of camel hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. He announced to the people, the man who will come after me is much greater than I am. I am not good enough even to bend down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God for his readings to us this morning. Remember the story of Paul Revere? Henry Longfellow wrote a poem entitled Paul Revere's Ride. And so hear these words from that poem. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. He said to his friends, if the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light. One if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be, ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm, for the country folk to be up and to arm. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. The people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. Those were selected verses from the poem, but the story is that Paul Revere rode on horseback through the villages and farms to warn the people of the approaching British soldiers. And because of his riding, because of his message of warning, and because of the people who listened, they were able to resist an invasion. But that was only made possible because there was a messenger who was willing to warn them. And as people then listened to the warning and to the messenger, they were then able to respond. And so the invasion was averted. We find ourselves today in the second week of Advent, as we mentioned earlier, the time of preparation for Christmas. And an important truth stands out in the scriptures of today. God's coming is announced. God's coming is always announced. And there's a messenger. And with that comes a time of preparation where we need to be listening to the messenger. And as we listen, we need to respond. And from our scriptures today, we realize there are a few messengers wrapped up in those stories. Firstly, Isaiah is a messenger, speaking to a people who have been carried off into exile, speaking to a people who are grieving the loss of their home and maybe even their faith, speaking to a people who, because of their experience, are tempted to believe that their God had abandoned them. Secondly, there's a messenger in Mark, the gospel writer. He's writing at a time of great political and social upheaval, in the aftermath of the Jewish uprising of 66 AD. And after that, a war broke out. Roman oppression and persecution were still very much a real thing at the time of his writing. But he too is a messenger. Thirdly, the messenger of John the Baptizer, dressed like an Old Testament prophet, breaking the silence of over 300 years where there'd been no prophets, no prophecy, no message. And so John the Baptizer becomes the link between the Old Testament and the New Testament. He bridges between the Old Covenant and now the new impending New Covenant. He becomes the bridge between the way of external law and the internal spirit. Each messenger has a warning. Isaiah, telling God's people that God is coming. Prepare the way. Smoothen the valley. Take down the mountains. God is coming. There's a new world coming, Isaiah announces. God will comfort his people. The sovereign Lord is coming. He will bring hope and peace. Are you listening? Secondly, there's Mark. He references the Old Testament prophets of Isaiah and Malachi as he proclaims the coming, the day of the Lord, an approaching judgment and protection. Mark's readers would have been well aware of the Old Testament, of the Torah, the prophets, the promises. And Mark validates John the Baptist's ministry as being the forerunner to the Messiah. And he's saying, the day of the Lord is coming. Are you listening? And then there's John the Baptizer. Two significant things that we need to take note of. Firstly, that this validates the ministry of Jesus. John is the forerunner to the Messiah. John is preparing the way. This is the coming true of Isaiah's prophecy. And the second significant thing is that he prepares people for the work that Jesus is going to do. The fulfillment of the prophecy from Jeremiah, where the law must move from an external kind of checklist, do this, do that, and be faithful, to being an internal, written on our hearts covenant, where it is based on relationship with a personal Savior. That comes from Jeremiah chapter 31. And John is quite clear. God is coming. Jesus is coming. And he is the Messiah. Do not miss this opportunity. Are you listening? As we sit here today, as we listen to this online worship, as we are in our worship churches, and as we prepare for Christmas, the context might be a little bit different. We have internet, social media. We have computers, technology, and sophistication. A little bit different from the time when these passages were written. But the message is the same. God is coming. Prepare the way. God is here. Watch and see. Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus is coming. Each messenger has a message. Each message requires a response. Are you listening? Are you watching? Are you waiting? Are you talking? But it goes deeper than just that. It requires more than just waiting and listening. We're all messengers. We are the Isaiahs of today. We are the Marks of this present age. We are the Johns of today. Each and every one of us is a messenger for today. We're surrounded by poverty and need. There are unfair trade restrictions and an upside-down economy. We're very aware of third world debt and the disparity between rich and poor. We're very aware of war and conflict on every front. There are global issues of climate change and political upheaval. There are personal struggles and hurdles that we're all trying to overcome. There are broken relationships and very low moral standards. There's greed and power always at play in our society and in our world. In many ways, we might feel oppressed and even abandoned by our God. And our world needs messengers who will remind us that God is coming, that God is here, that God is Emmanuel, God with us. You are God's messenger. We are all God's messengers. It may be a daunting call, but if we want to experience God's coming, and we want to have the hope and peace that it brings, we must answer the call. We've got messengers. We've heard the call. We are messengers. We have a call. Are we listening? Is the world listening? We are the messengers. We must answer the call. And if not us, then who? If not us, then who will be the messengers to today's world? We sing together a well-known song. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere, that Jesus is born. Let us pray. Father God, the call is clear. We are called to be messengers. We have heard your call through messengers. As we go through Advent, we become aware of your coming, reminding ourselves that you're here, but very aware of a world around us that's in need of salvation, in need of love and mercy, in need, God, of your power, your peace, and your hope. And so, Lord, may we be those messengers to our world. May we carry your message with pride, with confidence, with grace, and with mercy. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so to conclude our time together today, we will be singing our benediction, Now Unto Him.